become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on the 17th day of August, 2005. And I have with me in studio today, Graham Stuckey. And there is a very interesting book that he has written, The New World Order Defeated. He's in studio with us. And tell you what, folks, we've talked a lot about this on the air. And we've talked about the bunge factor out there. People being just afraid. Afraid because they'll be ridiculed. Afraid that they'll be fired. Afraid that they'll be maybe thrown in jail. Maybe one day being thrown into a prison camp. Because they are fearful. They don't want to talk to anybody about programming that might wake them up because they're afraid. Well, the root word, if you've not noticed so far, is the word fear. And people have to get over this. So we're going to examine exactly that subject, fear, and its destructiveness. And by the way, this is the major tool of the globalist. You get it on a daily basis. You get a regular diet of it. Some have even said that by telling you news, it's such that we tell you every single day the destruction of this great country, the trashing of the Constitution, the throwing out of the civilized law that we were used to, throwing out of due process, and anything else that they want to do. That some people have said, well, I can't listen for very long because it scares me. Well, that doesn't alter the fact that they're still doing what they're doing, and they will continue to do it. They will continue to do it until such time when we stand up and we say, you're not doing this anymore, and we are unafraid. How many times in your lives have you experienced exactly that? Fear. And it's a natural response. Fight or flight. It's ingrained in us. That's what makes us survive. You get in a dangerous situation, well, your brain processes the information. Should I stand and fight, or should I retreat to fight another day? That's made instantaneously, but that's generally speaking, when you're in mortal danger of some natural occurrence or maybe even a car accident or something of that. But we have had this grinding, unending, debilitating fear that's been going on so long in our lives. And I've heard it from so many people that we're going to talk about exactly that subject today with Graham Stuckey and his book, The New World Order Defeated. And we're going to get into this today, folks. There's going to be some stuff that you may not agree with. There may be stuff that you agree with. But we're going to invite you in on the conversation. And folks, batten down the hatches, because this is going to be a 2 hours. I don't care what you've got planned. I don't care what you're doing right now. Cancel the plan. Drop what you're doing. And stay glued to your radio for the next 2 hours. We'll take this short break and be right back with Graham Stuckey, New World Order Defeated, in studio today at Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it, and put a jingle in your pocket.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, on this program, we like to talk about solutions. We know the problems. Many people have been getting depressed because, well, we're seeing more problems on the horizon each and every day. We're seeing the Great Republic crumble right before our very eyes. We're morally, ethically, and financially bankrupt in this country, ladies and gentlemen. But more importantly, we've got a whole slew of people out there sitting in the church pews, quietly folding their hands, praying every Saturday or Sunday, depending on when they go to church or how often they go to church. Some people go to church twice a week. But they go in there to be absolved of their cruddy little lives, they walk out of the glass palace and go right back into the world to do the very same thing all over again. And there's something that's, there's a common thread through all of this, folks. Fear. Graham? Fear factor. And I'm not talking about a game show or a TV show on television.
Well, it's came to me in the middle of the night as I was awakened one night that the source of all of our problems, all of the sin, and all of the evil on the planet is people who are afraid. And I discovered that the fear could be divided into four basic groups. The obvious one, if a bear is after you, well, that's fear, and you should run, of course. And we all understand that one. The second one is the fear of learning, the inability to stimulate your mind and use it and to understand things and see things. This really is a deep fear that many people have. This is why people are stupid. And the third fear is ethics. These are the people that steal, cheat, lie. These guys are terrified of the truth and looking you in the eye and telling you the way it really is. This is a serious fear. This is your politicians and lawyers, and these birds are eaten up with this kind of fear and ethics. The fourth fear is maybe the most difficult one to deal with or overcome, and that's an emotional fear, a fear of being actually experiencing love. And it's pretty brutal. Anybody who's had a teenage love, a first love, to get over that is excruciating and no doubt the most painful of all. And this, by the way, is the root of most perversions and most insanities. Your pyromania, your kleptomania, your homosexuality, all of these things, these people are afraid to look at the fear that of loving. So when you divide these four different kinds of fear out, it gives you a little better understanding of what we're having to confront here, particularly the ethics that we see across the planet and in this country. These guys are a bunch of cowards. They're terrified to look and stand and look you in the face and tell you the truth. They can't do it. And this is a sin, guys. And I've discovered that all sin is the result of fear. And if you give a serious thought to this, you can trace back every sinful thing to somebody's fear. They just can't confront whatever it is that they're afraid of. You know what? This is what happened to poor old Adam. And he's the source of all of our problems. Adam was afraid. He was afraid that he wasn't going to be able to perform his duty on earth. And we all have a project or responsibilities or something that we're supposed to be able to do. And he was scared he was going to fail. And you can call it Satan or you can call it fear. But fear spoke to him and said, well, you know, if you knew about evil along with the good like God does, you could probably do what you're supposed to be doing. You wouldn't have to be afraid of this. So here, just do what God told you not to do. Eat that apple. And he did. And this was the first sin. And the reason for this sin is fear. And the funniest thing about old Adam was that after he'd done this, he and his wife, he went to... They said, uh-oh, we done messed up. What's God going to say? What's he going to do? And they went and hid in the woods and covered themselves up with leaves. And, you know, I can just get a picture of God coming along and saying, what are you doing? Get out of the woods. So Adam actually, in this case, committed the second sin. Sin can be divided into two very distinct categories. What you do that you shouldn't do, that's eating an apple. And what you don't do that you should do, and that's fessing up to God that you messed up. So he did these two different kinds of sin. And you know what? We have been afraid as human beings ever since Adam. And this really is the source of our sin. That's why we are sinners today, because we are afraid. in every case, there's the hidden sin of not doing what you're supposed to do, as opposed to robbing banks and raping women or whatever. That's obviously a sin that you do. But these hit this, the other one, the second one, the hiding in the bushes deal, is probably the most destructive thing that's done today. And this is what you guys that think you're going to be raptured, you good religious people that are on your knees and praying, "Oh God, come on, I'm ready." You know, you're afraid. You know something? God doesn't like cowards. He doesn't want to share the same space with cowards. And you will not be raptured if you're a coward. You need to get off your knees, on your feet, and let's end this insanity. And it is insanity that we're confronting from the government, from business, from the military, all across the planet. It's all insane. And as a civilized society, we need to handle insanity in a normal way. You take them away, you lock them up, you give them help, you try to help them get well, and give them counseling or whatever, and you try to remove the source of their pain and what's driven them to insanity. Well, old Jesus told us what it was. He said, the source of all evil is the love of money. So these poor crazy people that we need to lock away are insane because they love their money, and they'll do anything for money. So if we take away the source of their pain, they will probably become somewhat more sane. They might even come back to become a real human being instead of the animals that they really are.
Well, I don't see that necessarily happening, because they exercise the power that comes from the accumulation of their money to acquire even more money and more power. That's what this is about. But I have yet to see anybody, and I talked about this, Graham. I told you the other day, or yesterday, as a matter of fact, that on this program this week, I talked about how people are gauging their success in their lives. You know, people are always questioning and testing the boundaries and pushing forward, and they like to think that, okay, we're born, and then we have a childhood, and then we have young adulthood, and then we have adulthood, and then we have middle age, and then we have old age, and then we die. That they've got to gauge themselves, and they've got to measure somewhere in here, and they've got to put a tag on this thing of what they consider to be a success. Whether it's working for a corporation such as Dell Computer, or pick one, that you're climbing that corporate ladder, doing things and saying things and finding yourself doing things that you never thought you'd ever do, kowtow and, you know, kiss the proverbial. And they climb the corporate ladder and they chide themselves into thinking, well, this is how it's supposed to go, and I'm being more successful because I'm being promoted. Or an entrepreneur, a businessman, the accumulation of wealth. That the more toys and the more wealth that I have, I'm the bigger winner when I die. You know, Graham, there's no such thing as luggage racks on hearses. You can't take it with you. You came into this world butt naked, and you're going to go out the same way. Oh, they'll throw you in your coffin, throw your best suit on you. But, folks, you're checking out with exactly what you came in with, and that's absolutely nothing. No physical, nothing. No physical manifestations at all. End of story. But a lot of people are feeling more and more empty, Graham, because they're trying to gauge their happiness and their success by what they're accumulating. And it's getting harder and harder to do that. When you got the government taxing you out of your socks at 50, 60%, you're paying $2.50 or $3 for a gallon of gasoline, whatever the case may be, you're finding yourself with less and less. This is really putting a crimp on a lot of people's happiness out there, because that vaunted strata that they thought that they were going to get to, all of a sudden is being threatened. And you know the funny thing about people, when you try to take a little bit more away from their little pile, they'll try to grab onto it even harder. There's a lot of fearful people out there, folks. And that's what our topic of discussion is going to be today. Fear. And we'll pick up on that right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Are we going to remain a free people? Are we going to have the rule of law? Before the program today, and you've heard me speak of this before, it's a pretty amazing thing. D. James Kennedy, he's a televangelist. He's got a nationwide broadcast. And I thought, you know, Kennedy is just like all these other guys. I mean, you see Hagee out of San Antonio. You see what I call Yoda, Christian guy. What's his name? Wrote the Under the Almond Tree. It doesn't matter who they are. They're all basically saying the same thing. And, of course, they're all 501c3. Well, a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, my wife came downstairs and she said, "You better turn on this channel." I said, "What's going on?" She was watching D. James Kennedy going against the orders of the 501c3, talking about the Constitution, talking about the rule of law, and the rule of law, of course, not being the man-made law, but God's law, dispelling the rumors and the myths to his audience in church and also to the audience across the nation. That in itself was pretty spectacular, but he started to talk about control. He talked about the three branches of government and how the founding fathers recognized the inefficiencies of man. they're just predisposed to do evil things. That's why I've always cut this thing short and said God is the conscience of man, because he is. You know, conscience and morality doesn't fall out of the clouds like manna, folks. It comes from someplace. Some people have told me, Graham, that, they got their ethics and their morality from their parents. And I would ask, well, where did your parents get it? Well, they got it from their parents. But where did their parents get it? Well, you track it all back, and it all goes back to the Bible. Why? Because this nation was founded as a Christian nation. Now we have a problem here. Half of the nation is secular humanist, or they just want to dive away with anything like that, because they feel that it's a measure of control over their lives and what they want to choose to do. Well, I guess from their point of view, I guess that's correct. You know, you can't sin, you can't do anything that you want, you can't thieve, you can't deal drugs, you can't bop the neighbor's wife or do anything else, because you know what? Well, that's right. All that stuff was precluded by the Bible. And Kennedy said, you know, unlike the Constitution, when they come up with amendments, he said, you can't amend the Bible. He says, because it's perfect. You don't have to do anything about it. But the point of it is, folks, that he stood up, and you could hear a pin drop in that church. Even the choir, that's always gussied up and coiffured and looking real good, after about 10 minutes of his sermon, the eyes start turning toward him. The people in the audience weren't fidgeting around or fanning themselves or whatever. They were all riveted on what this man was saying. And it was probably the first time in their lives they'd ever heard a preacher say anything like that. Now, you and I yesterday, we had a nice long talk. We talked about these preachers in churches. And I told you the story about the Round Rock Christian Academy, Mr. Westenheimer, whatever his name is. That in the middle of his sermon, I used to go to his church on a Sunday, proclaimed to his flock out there that George Bush was a good, godly Christian man. And folks, I am not kidding you about this. It was just a reflex. Everybody was seated. Everybody was quiet. Their little hands folded. They were enraptured by the preacher. And involuntarily, Graham, I stood up out of that chair, and I didn't realize that I was standing. And I must have been doing it for a few minutes until the preacher looked at me. And then when he met my gaze, I realized what I was doing. I didn't want to disrupt, you know, his sermon or his programming, if you will, to his flock. So I immediately left the church, but returned with my wife that was there with me. And we walked into his office, and he pulled up three chairs and a little triangle, and he figured he was going to minister to us. And I said, I think you have the wrong impression here. I said, we're not here for your advice. We're here to give you ours. And after about 10 minutes of conversation with him, I realized that the man was glazing over. He was not listening anymore to a word I said. And then I just stopped mid-sentence, and I looked at him, and I said, do you think that it's biblical that the purveyors of God's word, the men of cloth, you know, they've been described as many different things. Do you think that they're going to be judged harsher by God? And he stopped for a minute and he said, yes, I think that's biblical. And I stood up and I just looked at him and I shook his hand and I wished him good luck and I walked out of his office and never did I go back to his church. We've got a problem here. If we had, and by the way, folks, I'm going to put that D. James Kennedy sermon on the internet. Okay, Danny, I know you listen to the show. If you can come in here, we'll get that thing to you. You can put that on the site. This is what more preachers, and you'll better understand once you see how this man presented this, what I'm talking about. And this is what we could eliminate this problem in this country. We could wake up a lot of people. We know that the New World Order's out there. We know about globalism. We know about the New World Order. We know about the quest for global governance. As a matter of fact, it even talks about it in the Bible. But you will not hear any of these preachers say to their flock, well, this is the grand plan of the world's evil ones. And by the way, let me demonstrate it. It's happening right in your backyard, right in our community today. Will you hear them say it? Absolutely not. Why? Because they're fearful. They're afraid that their 501c3 is going to get yanked. We'll be back with Graham Stuckey right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, the New World Order, folks, what can you do to make its defeat certain? Are you a slave already? Just take a look at your life. Look at your children's lives. What happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave, the Bill of Rights, your pride in your country, the United States of America, not the United States? That was their invention. You think they just shortened the term? No, they reinvented government for you to centralize it in Washington, D.C. You can take your freedom back. You can personally take action. You can personally have a real effect. You are a patriot. Find out what you can do. You will have your country back. Find out what you can do. Study and understand this book. And your book, The New World Order Defeated, goes into, and this is the basic theme of the book. It is the fear factor. What you and I have seen over and over and over and over again, and it manifests itself in many different ways. You hear it come from people's mouths, whether they recognize they're even afraid or not, whether they cognitively, logically think to themselves, well, I'm afraid. I've had a lot of people express that to me. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to talk to my neighbors, or I'm afraid to talk to my family. A lot of people have talked to their family. Sometimes they're the hardest to convince. That happened to me, but I was persistent, and, well, my family's awake. But not before I was called crazy. But I certainly wasn't fearful. I was angry because they weren't getting it. But I've heard a lot of people, Graham, tell me, well, I've tried talking to people, and they just don't want to listen. I hear the bad news every single day, of which you can tune into this network and hear a blow-by-blow, a graphic deconstruction of America, the one that we know and love, right before our very eyes, and people are afraid. They are afraid so much that they are literally in stasis right now. They are like immovable objects. They are doing nothing. They are frozen in fear like the deer that stares into your headlights at night while you're driving down a dark road. I've seen it 1,000, 10,000, maybe 1,000,000 times. And it's got to stop. We have become our own worst enemy by wrapping our arms instead of what we should be doing. We're becoming victims. We're thinking like victims. We're acting as if sometimes we're almost criminal in what we're doing and spreading the word, like some covert thief that slinks through the night. I mean, I've seen it all, Graham. I have seen it all. And again, quite frankly, you know, during the last break, we were talking, and I said, you know, I said, if people think we're going to get this country back, and they've displayed the amount of courage that they have and the amount of effort that they've put into this, and they think they're going to get their country back, they're sadly mistaken. They are vacating the field of battle, so to speak. They are letting the enemy do whatever they want to do, and they are doing nothing. Some people are, and don't get me wrong. We've got a lot of brave people, a lot of people that listen to this network, that have been involved, realize what I have been saying for more than a decade now, that the cure to this problem, this disease that we have right now, it's not going to come by way of a pill. It's not a magic wand. But it's just going to be rolling up your sleeves once and for all, putting your fear aside forever and just getting on with the business of life and to restore what life we had in this country at one time. Graham, I don't know about you, but I don't consider this living. Do you?
No, I really don't. We've had our opportunities stolen from us. You know, I'm an old man. I'm 71 years old. And I've tried all my life to live the American dream and all of this and do it honestly, and I've been not terribly successful, although I've lived a pretty good life. I've liked it. But, you know, we were talking about fear. You know, there has only been one absolutely and totally fearless man ever on the planet. You know who it is. It was Jesus Christ. He was absolutely fearless. And this is what he tried to teach all of us. This is his message. Is if you look at it and decipher what he's talking about, it's teaching us how to be less fearful. Now, human beings are sheep. We are. We've always been sheep. They always talk about their flock in the Bible, and preachers nowadays talk about their flock. They know human beings are sheep, one and all. But the problem is, sheep need shepherds. They really do have to have shepherds. Well, we think of, we used to think of, our preachers as our shepherds. They're leading their flock to safety. They're directing them, showing them what to do, encouraging their productivity and their movement of the herd and getting things done. But they are the leaders. Well, our leaders today are on their knees. They're praying, oh, Lord, come on with your rapture. Give me some rapture right away. We need it. And there they are on their knees, and they're cowards. And they will not stand up. They will not lead their sheep. Their flock is going over the cliff. They're going to be eaten by the wolves or bears or monsters that are after us. These insane beings that are they're literally eating up the flock. Well, to carry this little allegory a little further, we here today are, we're the sheepdog. We're barking. We're raising the dickens. Look out, the bear's going to get you. The wolves are chasing and nipping at your heels. Don't just stand there. Do something. Where is your leader? Where is your minister? Where is your shepherd? You shepherds need to start leading your sheep to safety. And safety is not succumbing to the slavery that's being promoted today. Everywhere we turn, they're making us scared to death to do anything. We're standing there. We're standing like a cow. We're really kind of cows standing up, and we're being milked in the field. You know, and they give us enough grass just to survive.
And they milk us some more.
And they milk us some more.
Regularly and often, I might say. Yeah.
Well, that's what we are. We're cattle, and they look at us. These guys that are running the planet call us the cattle, you know, the herd, and they shear us every now and then, you know, on a pretty regular basis, and every now and then they'll actually harvest their herd, and we're being harvested right now, guys, and you need your shepherds to get up and do their job. You people, listen today, you sheep out there, you need to go talk to your preacher. And explain to him exactly how the cow ate the cabbage. We are in the death throes of the most wonderful country there's ever been. We do not need to go on and die. We can save this thing. And your preachers are going to be the key to it. Now, you say, well, I've already tried that. I talked to my preacher, and he wouldn't do anything. And we had the 501c3, and we couldn't do it. Well, he's a coward. He needs to be relieved of his fears. And if he's unable to relieve himself of his fears, he needs to be replaced.
There are many examples of fear. Even we talked about this earlier, going back to the days of Christ. He had 12 apostles. And how many times did the apostles deny that they knew Christ? Now, that always shook me because here we have the Son of God in human form, creator of the entire universe and everything in between for all time. And they were very intimate with the man. They understood him. They followed his teachings. But when the time came, when crunch time came, what did they do? They denied that they even knew him. Now, I don't know, Graham, about you. And I wasn't alive at the time of Christ, but if I would have been around Jesus Christ and somebody asked me, and if I would have been one of the 12 apostles, and somebody had asked me, do you know the man Jesus Christ, I certainly would have not have said no. And if they really believed that the doctrine that he was, and the philosophy that he was teaching, if there was anybody on the face of this planet that should have known and had the courage to stand, because what they were guaranteed and granted was everlasting life. Not a hole in the ground, but everlasting life. Fear is why those apostles gave the response that they did. And they were close to the Son of God. So close.
Well, of course, Christ realized this. He said, oh, ye of little faith. You know, you remember, he said that they had little faith. One of the apostles was trying to walk on water, and he splashed down. And this is when Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. You had this faith the size of a mustard seed. Well, faith is the most interesting thing. It's the power that of prayer. And we can all develop our power of prayer by eliminating fear. You see, faith means no fear. You believe without any doubt, absolutely and totally. No fear. Well, fear destroys faith. And without faith, your prayers don't work for squat. And we need our prayers to work, and they will work. We reduce and eliminate our fear. Our faith will be there. This is how the Jews, the Red Sea opened up for them. They got manna from heaven. They had water come out of rocks and all of these things. Faith produced this for them. Now, the Jews, they'd seen a lot of probably natural phenomenon, and they were ignorant, and they thought, oh, well, this is the works of God. And so their faith grew. Whether it was true or right or what, their faith grew, and their faith produced these miracles. Today, we can look logically at things and see we eliminate fear. Our faith will be there. Our prayers will be answered. We will move the mountains of the dadgum agencies in this country. We will move all of the alphabet soup that's destroying our freedom by faith. And this is how it'll work, guys. And you preachers out there need to get busy. And let's get rid of some fear so you can have faith.
The one thing you didn't say, Graham, is if you get a group of your, I guess you said sheep, parishioners, whatever, you get a group of your people together in your church, and you go and talk to your pastor, and your pastor wants to hang on to his bricks and mortar, or he's afraid that if he takes too much action or he gets too political or whatever the case may be, that somehow his 501c3 is going to be yanked. What needs to be done is you need to yank the preacher, and you need to get a preacher up there that's going to stand his ground. Because you're exactly right. When you have faith, you have no fear. I mean, you just don't. I mean, we're human, folks. We're not all walking saints here. That's for sure. But I've learned how to deal with my fear. I have many times supplanted fear with anger. It works for me. But I've seen so many people that, because they neither see enough movement in the right direction, or things aren't moving fast enough for them. I have told people time and time and time again until I'm almost blue in the face that the way this is going to work is to add the numbers. Get the numbers up. Because you do not know what's going to come out of the informed in the future, tomorrow, next week, next month. We've got to do this with a quiet conviction. I don't know about you, Graham, but I don't listen to anybody that is coming to me knees knocking, sweating, bullets, shaking. I will pay attention to people that have a quiet confidence about themselves, that can look you square in the eye, that they're standing upright. They're not hunched over. I will listen to people such as that. I will value what they say. If they're saying anything of value to me, I will weigh that, make a judgment, make a decision. We don't seem to have a lot of these people. We need more of them. And I don't, folks, whether it's the survival of this network, whether it's the survival of yourself, your family, this is just temporary. The big bad boogeyman is still there waiting. You know, you made an analogy yesterday, Graham, about being in the dark. You know, didn't we have those fears when we were children? We were afraid to be in the dark because the boogeyman was in there. We couldn't see. We couldn't hear. Our senses were robbed. There might be something there that's going to get us. But when mom would turn the light on in your bedroom and you saw and you looked under your bed or you looked in your closet, you realized no boogeyman was there. And after so many times of realizing that there's nothing in the dark that's going to grab you, well, you got you adjusted. You lost your fear. I'm not saying that this is a shadow time here, that we do not have things that we should be concerned about, but I think we better start looking at the dictionary that we're using here. Let's stop being afraid. Let's stop being fearful. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that's going to happen here, the way this is progressing, that the people that are willing to stand up, and if we do not add to our numbers, you one day will be tested, and I'm going to tell you how the test is going to go. You are going to be tested in your faith. You're going to be tested with your courage, and you're either going to flunk or you're going to pass magnificently. One of two ways. There's not going to be any middle ground here. And if we do not do our job right here and right now, the only thing that's going to happen are those brave souls, the salt of the earth, the people that are willing to stand up with courage, are going to be wiped out, gone, and the bad guys win. That's it. I mean, I know of no other way to put this. Folks, we're coming up here on a break here, Graham, in a couple minutes, and I want to remind people And we'll go to your phone calls after this break. Jeff, Rex, Richard, and others, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen. See, we don't have any... I don't know, Graham. Do we have any fear here? I know what we don't have a lot of, and that's money. Okay? And I am fearful that if we cannot pay the bills, this network goes down. I've had many people over the years write and call and email me and talk to me in public, meetings, whatever, and thank me profusely for my courage and what I'm doing here. Well, it's like anything else, folks. If we don't have support, we can't continue. So I want you to think about this while you're dialing this number. Do it now. We're going to be here for another hour and 5 minutes. You can get this done real quick. Keep this in mind while you're dialing 800-724-2719 to make a pledge to this network. And make it a sizable one, folks. We still have a lot of ground in which we need to make up. We'll be back with Graham Stuckey and your calls right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
That's the one thing we're not going to be giving our descendants, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't take control of this right now, we certainly aren't going to leave them the legacy of what we had, what we enjoyed, what our parents did, their grandparents, and on. They're not going to have liberty. They're not going to have freedom. They will have abject slavery, and I just cannot imagine a world like that. I could not imagine people's children cursing their parents for the inaction or the cowardice. I mean, it would be almost incomprehensible to me for them to contemplate what their parents and their grandparents had and how wonderful it was, and they did not take the steps and the measures to protect that. I can't imagine how those children are going to feel. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Texas, you're up first. Hello, Jeff.
Yes. Now, as far as fear is concerned, there's a story on Newsmax.com about Matt Barber, who was who worked for corporate security at Allstate, and he published a paper that was critical of homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That only a man and a woman should get married.
Right.
So simply put, he did it on his own time on his own computer, and basically the sodomite community put this guy on the carpet and basically kicked him out.
Right.
And simply put, there is a price to pay for doing the right thing. And if we don't confront this now, we're going to have to confront it later. And
well,
the interest keeps going up.
Yeah, well, let me interject something here. There's a price to pay, but there are also rewards received. Now, who's to say that this man that used to work for State Farm...
Allstate.
They've been some very bad people anyhow, if you take a look over the years of some of the stuff they've been doing. But who's to say when this man was fired from that insurance company that he would not find another job that's more rewarding and he wouldn't have to lick the boots of his masters?
That's it. You hit the nail right on the head. And there have been a lot of emails that went to Allstate going to bat for this man. I mean... It's just as simple as that. But what I'm saying is, very simple, that for all practical purposes in the corporate security world, this guy is radioactive. I mean, he will get a job, and yes, he'll be able to look at himself in the mirror in the morning, but for practical purposes, he's radioactive. So simply put, the New World Order can be turned back to a degree by exposure, but these are just the facts of life. And I use communism and Nazism as the model, and I do what I can do, but there is a point of no return.
Well, there's... I've often said it this way. I don't know about point of no return. Once you're liberated, you have a tendency to stay free. Set something in motion until it runs up against an opposition or another force. It tends to stay in a straight line and keep going. I've always said that once the porch light goes on at home... It never goes out. In other words, you can't go back to being stupid once you know the truth.
And that I agree with. 110%. You can't turn back to where you come from. You're always going to go forward.
There you go. But the problem we're having right now are too many people are in stasis out there. Too many people have that deer in the headlight look about them. Yeah, it's turning into a real, real crappy world out there. And more importantly... The jewel of this entire planet, which I think is probably the best organized country that's ever been on the face of this planet. Some may disagree, but we're losing it, and we're losing it fast. The question is going to be is how much do people want it? Or are they willing to make compromise after compromise after compromise until they have nothing left? No conscience. And certainly no backbone. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Hour two coming up right after this short break.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.